youngsters who were there, what do you think is the thing that you're going to really remember from Holiday Club? Has anybody got anything they think they're really going to remember from this week? Anything that's stuck in your mind? Any of those secrets, perhaps, we found out about some of the helpers? Oops, stay away from there. Anybody got anything that they're really going to keep in their minds forever? What about Gaius' secret? That's quite funny, isn't it? Never been to a nightclub? Oh, I don't know, youth workers. You know, there hasn't been just one Holiday Club, has there? There have been 34 Holiday Clubs at Surrey Chapel. 34. Some of us who are now really, really old were once children at the first Holiday Clubs. Can you remember anything from any of those Holiday Clubs? Anybody remember anything? Anybody want to volunteer? For instance, I can remember, or somebody's told me, that some people here broke a chair on stage. Who did that? Who did that? Chris Jones. Did you break a chair at Holiday Club? He can't remember. So nobody can remember anything from Holiday Clubs in the past. All right then, well, the thing about Holiday Clubs is that so much happens, it's very difficult to remember the things that were really, really important. So I want to finish off by helping us remember the things that matter the most that we learned. Now, we know what Peter thought was most important. We know that because years later, Peter wrote some letters. He sat down and wrote letters to Christian believers all around his part of the world. Now, in those letters, he could have put all kinds of things, couldn't he? He could have written about the miracles he saw Jesus do, how he healed his mother-in-law. I'm sure Peter was especially grateful for that one, wasn't he? He could have written about all the things that Jesus enabled him to do, like healing that lame man or walking on the water. There's all kinds of things he could write about. But in his two letters, he just remembers two things from his time with Jesus. Two things were really important. The first most important thing is to remember who Jesus really is. Our last memory verse talks about that, didn't it? Jesus Christ is the solid living rock that people reject, but God chose him for the highest honour. And we talked about that on Friday night as well, didn't we? Do you remember the story about them going up the mountain and all that light shining from Jesus' face? And Peter and John and James realising that he really is the Son of God. So the first really, really important thing to remember from Holiday Club is who Jesus is. God the Son, become one of us. And the second really important thing that Peter remembers is that he died and he rose again. That's the second really important thing. Now, what does that mean? Well, in part, it's just an example. Peter says, "To this you were called, because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his footsteps." So Jesus dying shows us that we should lay down our lives if that helps others. But there's something much, much more important than that. Much deeper than that. You see, Jesus dying was a sacrifice for us. Here are some more verses. Let's read these together, shall we? "He himself bore our sins on his body on the cross, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness." 1 Peter 2 verse 24. Christ died for sins once and for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. 1 Peter 3 verse 18. Now then, how could one person dying on a cross all those years ago possibly help us? How could that possibly do anything for you and for me in our lives today? Well, I think we've got some things up here that can help us work that out. Now, I'm looking for something that's really heavy, really, really dense. No. Something really heavy. Can anybody see anything on the stage, apart from Gaius, that's really, really heavy and dense and solid? Aha, I see some fingers coming out. Aha, here it is. We have... Oh. I'm going to have to stand still, aren't I? And I'm not going to go very far with this anchor, am I? This anchor is so heavy. It's made of solid metal. It's designed to hold boats in the face of the storm. You wouldn't want to live your life carrying one of these around, would you? You wouldn't want to go swimming with one of these on you, would you? It wouldn't be possible. Imagine if you were on a boat and the captain said, "Drop the anchor." And this went over the side and you suddenly realised that this chain was wrapped around your leg. Help! Down you go. Down, down, down into the water. You wave your arms, you wave your legs. You try to swim, you can't shout for help. Your lungs are bursting and you go right down to the depths, don't you? Down to the bottom of the sea. And there's no way you're coming back up again by yourself. You're as good as dead down there, aren't you? All kinds of things weigh us down in our lives, don't they? What kind of things might weigh you down? Anything that weighs on your mind? Anything make you sad? It might be sadness for somebody that you've lost. It might be worry about the future. It might be pain that you've suffered in the past. Those things all weigh you down, don't they, as you go through life. But did you know there's something much, much worse than all of those things that weighs us down, whether we realize it or not? It's what the Bible calls our sins. The guilt for all the bad things that we've done weighs down upon our hearts, whether we can feel it or not. It drags us down, just like that anchor would drag us down to the bottom of the sea. Our sins drag us down. They destroy us. And unless somebody helps us, we're as good as dead at the bottom of the sea, far away from God's love, only knowing his anger for what we've done. Imagine, though, you're at the bottom of the sea with that horrible chain round your leg, struggling, you can't get free, and suddenly you realise somebody is down there with you. The captain himself has grabbed hold of the chain and come down to help you. He wrestles with it. He struggles with it. And amazingly, the chain comes free from your leg. But the captain has spent so much energy that he himself has drowned rescuing you. Well, that's a bit like what Jesus has done, you see. He's gone down into the depths with us. He even died. He even suffered the penalty of our sins. He bore our sins on his body on the cross. It's as if he went down with us and bore that weight for us so that we could be set free. That's why Jesus died. It took me ages to understand that. I knew for years that Jesus had died, but I didn't realize he had died for my sake. But that's not all he did it? Jesus didn't stay at the bottom of the sea like a drowned captain would. Even though Jesus died, he was raised to life again by the Holy Spirit. Let's say this verse from Peter's letter. He was put to death in the body, but made alive by the Spirit. You are saved by the resurrection of Christ. 1 Peter 3:18 and 21. Imagine, there you are at the bottom of the sea. You've been set free from the anchor, but how are you going to get back up again with your sodden clothes? Miles from shore, you'd probably drown anyway. And then you realize the captain has brought something down with him. Wrapped around his shoulder is a float like this. You'd be able to hold onto this. It would take you back up to the surface, wouldn't it? You'd float again. Well, you can imagine the resurrection of Jesus Christ working for us a bit like this float would work for you at the bottom of the sea. Jesus comes down into the depths of our sin to rescue us, and then he lifts us up again as he rises from the grave, and he gives us a new life if we put our faith in him. And to have a new life like that is absolutely marvelous. Imagine if you knew all your sins, everything bad you'd ever done was at the bottom of the sea, like this anchor. Nobody would ever find them. Nobody would ever drag them to the surface again. Imagine if you knew you were floating in the light and the love of God near the surface, at the surface of the sea, heading for the beach. That's what it means to be a Christian. That's why Jesus' death and resurrection are the most important things that he did, the things that Peter really wanted people to remember. Peter knew that his mother-in-law one day would get ill again. One day she would die again, and this time Jesus wouldn't be there to bring her back. He knew that that lame man who was leaping and dancing one day would get old and not be able to leap and dance anymore. But he also knew that because Jesus had died and rose again, all his sins and all the sins of everyone who put their faith and their trust in him would be down there at the bottom of the sea and could never be brought back. And they'd have the promise of living forever with him. That's why his death and his resurrection are the most important things to remember. So if you want to take away something really important from this holiday club, if you want to know that in your life, you have got the most important treasure that anyone could ever find, then you need to make sure that you know Jesus has died and come back to life again for you. And it's very, very simple to know that for sure. First of all, you have to realize that your sins do drag you down, that by rights you are at the bottom of the sea, and you do need to be rescued. You need to be sorry for that. You need to want to be saved, to be helped, and to know that only Jesus can do that for you. And then you need to trust and believe that Jesus has died for you and that he's risen again to give you a new life. Those things are very simple to do. Very easy to start out on the Christian life, although it's very difficult to carry it through to the end. But if you want to do that, I'm going to say a prayer now where we ask Jesus to rescue us and to save us. So close your eyes, and if you want to join in with me in your heart, then listen and say amen at the end. Lord Jesus, we thank you for this holiday club. We thank you for the wonderful time that we've had together. And we thank you that this holiday club has pointed us to the most wonderful truth of all. We thank you that you died. You went right down into the depths to save us and rescue us. And we thank you that you rose again. You came back to the surface and will bring us with you if we only trust you. So each one of us in our hearts, Lord Jesus, asks you to save us. We're sorry for our sins. We're sorry for all that we've done that's wrong. We're sorry that we're not people who naturally love God and do the right thing and help each other. And we ask you to rescue us. Dear Lord Jesus, please rescue me and bring me up into the light of God's love, I pray. Amen.